Israel has been in the news a lot, and in fact, there are some in Washington, D.C. and in other parts of the country where they don't even want to allow Israel to be able to defend itself. So this is a very interesting situation. Meanwhile, we see the rise of anti-Semitism in America, and we see a lot of the younger Americans not appreciating Israel as the ally that it is in the Middle East. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Scott Phillips, who tries to build bridges between Americans, especially young Americans, and the country of Israel. Scott, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Jerry, it's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure, and I want you to begin with, we saw recently where even AOC wept when the Congress decided against her will and against the will of the Quad, so to speak, to continue funding Israel's right to defend itself against its Palestinian enemies. And she wept over that decision. In other words, Israel doesn't have the right to defend itself. But this is a crazy phenomenon we're beginning to see. Your comments?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, obviously is very challenging. You know, with, you know, obviously in the past, there's been great support for Israel among the Christian community. But what we're seeing, obviously, in new trends for, you know, younger Christians is that, you know, that support for Israel and its existence as a Jewish state is not something that can be taken for granted. And, you know, this is something that's important to passages because we believe that, you know, supporting Israel is important for several reasons. You know, one reason is that our faith as Christians comes from the Jewish people. It was born in Israel. It's where our spiritual heritage exists. And, you know, second of all, you know, the United States and Israel share a certain set of values. And those values are obviously including freedom, liberty, democracy, the rule of law. And Israel is a very important ally to the United States. So it's very challenging and concerning. And so that's why we're here. You know, working to create bridges of friendship between the next generation of Christian leaders and Israel.
Is there any democracy in the Middle East other than Israel?
Well, I would certainly say, you know, a democracy that would share our, you know, the values that the United States, you know, has and Americans have. It'd be very, very difficult to find, you know, a friend like Israel in the Middle East. And that's why it's so important.
Okay, so tell us about what you do to try and educate young Americans about Israel.
So one of the things that we do is we, you know, the, sort of the first step in the Passages program is we recruit students from across the country, from Christian schools, non-Christian schools, from various, you know, backgrounds, ethnic demographics, denominational backgrounds, and we take them on a 9-day trip to Israel. And of course, you know, it's really in our tagline, discover your roots, encounter Israel, and tell your story. The discover your roots piece really is that strengthening of Christian faith, which we see is obviously another challenge in America right now. College students, they easily can put their faith on the shelf when they go to college. And then of course we just spoke about, you know, the challenge with views on Israel and the nation. So these students go to Israel, they visit the foundational biblical sites, the heritage sites of our faith. So they make that pilgrimage and their faith is strengthened. They understand that the root system of their faith goes back so deep and it goes back thousands of years. And second of all, they're able to visit people that live in Israel today. So they visit Israeli Jews, they visit Israeli Palestinians, they even, you know, go into the West Bank and they visit with Palestinians living, you know, in the West Bank. And, you know, really what our goal is, we're upfront with students. We tell them we believe Israel is a good place. We believe, you know, that Israel has a right to exist as a Jewish state. We also believe in peace. We do believe that Palestinians have, you know, this God-given, you know, right to self-determination as well. And so we show them the land. We show them the people. They get to meet the people that live there today, and you know, they're able to see from different perspectives. And then when they get back is really key. You know, anything from education to leadership opportunities to being able to join our network and also to advocate for Israel and advocate here in the United States, you know, with their Jewish friends, because anti-Semitism is another problem here in the U.S. So there's a number of ways that we engage them after the trip as well.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned campuses. I guess that's the main group that you deal with, would be college students. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay,
these
the reason
Christian
that,
college students from campuses.
Okay,
yep.
The reason I bring that up is because there is a systematic attempt on some of the campuses to disinvest in Israel and to treat it like an apartheid state. And, you know, I forget the phrase,
right.
But, the disinvest, you know, whatever. Bottom line is...
BDS, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what does that exactly mean? Explain that. Those words.
So it stands for boycott, divest, and sanctions. And, you know, this is really backed by groups, obviously, on campus that are not pro-Israel, so to speak. And, you know, really what that causes on a lot of these campuses is for the Jewish students to feel very uncomfortable and sometimes to even be afraid to be Jewish on their campus. And so what we want our students to go back to campus after having seen Israel for themselves,
yes,
hearing from different perspectives and firsthand experience, to be able to go and share their story of their trip, and also to develop friendships with the Jewish students on campus, with their Jewish student colleagues, to let them know, hey, you're not alone and you don't have to be afraid to be Jewish. We're your allies. We're your friends.
Have you seen situations where, let's say, you had a skeptic that went over, to such a trip and they changed and they were pro-Israel by the end of the trip?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you see a spectrum. You know, there's students that go on the trip who have a knowledge background of what's happening in Israel. Some students go over as, friends of Israel, so to speak. Some just don't. Most students just don't know where they stand because they've never been exposed to it. Maybe they've heard about Israel on the news or something they heard on campus or on social media. And, certainly there are students that go over who are very skeptical of what we do. And so I think the important thing is just to show the full picture. And, if they can even understand that it's more complex than maybe they thought it was, and a bit more nuanced than they thought it was, we view that as a positive as well.
And where does the funding come from? Do the students usually have to come up with this themselves, which I'm sure would be very, very expensive, or do you give them a break, or how does it
right.
work?
So students do pay a portion of their trip, and we have donors from, across the spectrum, from various backgrounds that help to provide scholarships for our students.
And as far as the trip itself, do you have much in terms of the following the footsteps of Jesus Christ? I'm just curious.
Absolutely. That's the whole, sort of the first part of our tagline, that Discover Your Roots part, is focused on faith, on Christian faith. We are a Christian organization, and the really, one of the things on, the topic of Discover Your Roots is understanding the roots of Christianity and seeing what led to the next thing to ultimately lead to Jesus coming. And ultimately to the gospel going to the nations. And so we absolutely follow, the paths of the patriarchs, the kings, the prophets, Jesus, the disciples, and really creating that narrative for students so that they're further grounded in their faith. That's very important.
What is the genesis of this organization? I mean, it sounds fascinating. How did this come to be?
Our co-founders came together, one Christian, one Jewish, and ultimately, realized that there were two issues here. One, faith was college students more and more are putting their faith on the shelf when they go to school, and so to provide a foundational experience for their faith was key. And number two, to go very much hand in hand with that, was exposure to Israel and understanding what's actually happening in Israel today. And that trend of young Christians specifically not supporting Israel like their parents did. And so, they came together and did some pilot trips back in 2015. And, we were able to grow to 1,000 students in 2016 when we first were, incorporated and founded. And before the pandemic, we were taking 3,000 students a year.
Wow.
And now our alumni base is over 8,000 young people.
Oh, that's great. Are you still going in this year, which is the pandemic's over, but not really. We're kind of in this strange phase of sort of, you know, in a holding pattern or something.
That's right. Well, the last time we were in Israel in March of 2020, we had to bring 250 students out of the country early because the borders were closing to tourists. We had to cancel another, 2,500 students for last year. Thankfully, this summer, Israel did open its borders back to sort of a pilot program. We made sure we were first in line for that pilot program, and we got almost 500 students in the country in June and July.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great. I think it's relatively well received, except for, by the way, I mean, I've seen videos on campuses and so forth where people have tried to come and give presentations and they get booed down and so forth. And that would include those who, you know, would be of the conservative perspective on Jewish matters. You know, I mean, David Horowitz has been booed down. Don Fetter, a Jewish writer from Boston, used to write for the Boston Herald. Ben Shapiro sometimes, but he always manages to stand his own. But still, there's that kind of crazy thing that's going on in college, you know, with the cancel culture. Do you deal with cancel culture, you know, at all? I mean, or do you see it in your attempts to educate young people?
Well, you know, I think that it's a fact on any modern sort of secular campus, especially, which we recruit students. Students come from those campuses, and that is something that they deal with, of course, when they go, specifically as it relates to Israel. And so, you know, it's really just for us a matter of helping to provide education for them, on the trip and connecting them with the Jewish community and other friends, Christian friends who have been to Israel on the campus so that, you know, they can really stand up to things like BDS and speak from an informed point of view.
Who's behind the whole BDS movement? Palestinians and George Soros money? I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, they're obviously well-funded.
Yeah. It's, you know, there are a number of groups, obviously, behind the BDS movement, you know, whether it be U.S.-based Palestinian groups and others. But it's sort of wide ranging, but that's typically the genesis.
All right. We have about 2 minutes left. What do you want to say that you haven't said? And by the way, how many times have you personally been to Israel and did it change you in any way?
Absolutely. The first time I went to Israel was in 2005 and I was a college student myself and went on a trip to Israel. It absolutely changed, you know, the way that I read the Bible. The way that I interact with my faith, with the Lord, and of course the way I interact with Israel. And it was a life-changing experience. I have to say I've been back 40-something times by now. And, you know, it was kind of hard the last year and a half. I only got to go back this summer. But looking forward to things hopefully getting back to normal.
Yeah. You know what's kind of interesting? There's three major branches of Christianity. There's the Catholic, of course, there's the Protestant, and then there's the Orthodox, as in, you know, Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox. And there are holy sites that are special to all three branches. So any, you know, way in which there can be sharing among the different traditions, it's helpful because, you know, there's different sites.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
There's some things that only the Orthodox can see and that kind of thing. We have about 20 seconds left. So any closing thought you have and give your website too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're very focused on, you know, taking the next generation of Christian leaders to Israel to help strengthen their faith, help introduce them to Israel and to help them tell their story and be the next generation of Christian leaders. And so, you know, those who are interested in going to Israel or have a student, passagesisrael.org or even, you know, donating and helping provide scholarships for students, passagesisrael.org.
Okay. Thank you very much, Scott. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry. You
okay.
too.